From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues the seventh in a series of messages on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues to deal with verse 15, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. The emphasis here is on the believer's thought life. In commencing this message, Dr. Cairns spoke of the action of godly thinking. The psalmist said, I will meditate. Meditation on the Word of God is almost a lost art among Christians in our day, and yet it's of the utmost importance if we would truly walk with God. Then Dr. Cairns discussed the direction of godly thinking. The focus of the psalmist's meditation was God's precepts, or God's law. As Dr. Cairns has shown, there are a number of reasons why this should be the practice of every believer. For the law of God was given to guard us, to guide us, to govern us, and to gratify us. It is as we meditate upon God's law that we learn of His holiness, which is the transcript of His character. Dr. Cairns will return to this message, having victory in our thought life, in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Coming In, Going Out. The text is Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 6. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The blessings of the law are not cancelled. Jesus confirmed the promise when he bore the penalty. If I keep the commands of my Lord, I may appropriate this promise without question. This day I will come in to my house without fear of evil tidings, and I will come into my closet, expecting to hear good news from my Lord. I will not be afraid to come in unto myself by self-examination, nor to come into my affairs by a diligent inspection of my business. I have a good deal of work to do indoors, within my own soul. Oh, for a blessing upon it all, the blessing of the Lord Jesus, who has promised to abide with me. I must also go out. Timidity makes me wish that I could stay within doors and never go into the sinful world again. But I must go out in my calling, and I must go out that I may be helpful to my brethren and useful to the ungodly. I must be a defender of the faith and an assailant of evil. Oh, for a blessing upon my going out this day! Lord, let me go where thou leadest, on thy errands, under thy command, and in the power of thy Spirit. Lord Jesus, turn in with me and be my guest, and then walk out with me, and cause my heart to burn while thou speakest with me by the way.
Laid aside his own.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is The Life of Elijah. The articles include Power Through Prayer, Called to Carmel, and Deliverance from Despondency. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the nation of Germany, as well as a challenge to Christian women on the widely neglected matter of modesty. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, can you be sure you're saved? How to deal with cults? And can women be pastors? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
I'm going to make the blunt statement that if you are not willing to be governed by God, you are not saved. I know that goes against much of modern evangelicalism, where you can get saved today and you can go on for years without Christ as your Lord, and you can come to have Christ as your Lord some other time. Don't you believe it? Unless Christ is your master, you are not his disciple. And unless you're his disciple, you are not a believer. And unless you're a believer, you're not saved. There's no way around that. So can there be a Christian who does not desire to be governed by God? I say, no, there can't. But how can I live under the government of God? Well, the psalmist is saying, I will meditate in thy precepts. I'm going to fill my mind with what God directs. I'm going to think it over. I'm going to chew on it. I'm going to extract everything I can from it. Not to discuss it, but to obey it and to do it. And I have to say that we meditate, godly thinking meditates and focuses on God's law in order to gratify us. You see, if you're saved, I've said the law of God is written in your heart. The psalmist says in Psalm 37 and verse 31, the law of his God is in his heart. And every time I quote that verse, I always remember to give you Spurgeon's little comment on it. If you've heard it before, forgive me for somebody who hasn't heard it. Beautiful little summary. The law of his God is in his heart. Talking of God's law, he said, in the head it puzzles. On the back it burdens. But in the heart it delights. The law of his God is in his heart. As Paul said in Romans 7:22, I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Now, you come to study God's law. We did a prolonged study some time ago in the Ten Commandments. I don't know if you can remember a lot about those. It took me a very, very long time to come to be ready to preach on the Ten Commandments. I knew how most people dealt with the commandments, and I did not want to deal with them that way. I always felt there's something missing. The commandment says, do this, do this, do this, do this, don't do this, don't do that, don't do the other thing. Well, if that's all I was going to do, why do it? Everybody else has already done it. That's part of it. I would have to say for number of years I pondered this and could not get even clear in my mind what I felt I needed to do, what it was that would get me to the heart of the Ten Commandments. I was sitting in Houston Airport, actually, where finally it all started to come together. I had a number of hours to pass between flights. I must have been coming in from Phoenix or someplace, and they parked me there for a number of hours. I had two great highlights. I was hungry, so I got a really good hamburger. America's best possible contribution to world cuisine. And I mean that. Followed closely by a real good chili and a real good pizza. But that's by the way. I don't mean I eat a hamburger and then a chili and then a pizza. Man, I'm getting in too deep here. I better be careful. Then I sit down and I'm pondering this, going over and over in my mind. And some things began to click. I got my pen out and started to write. And that entire study then got mapped out in the next 30 minutes. What I wanted to do was to take the law and see it in the light of the cross. The law, the cross, and the Christian. Not three distinct segments, but three very closely interrelated subjects. Christian living, fulfilling the law by the power and in the light of the cross of Christ. In other words, I was trying to get to the great heart of all Protestant theology, all theology indeed, which is a proper understanding of the connection and the relation between law and grace. How far I succeeded, you will have to be the judge. But in that meditation, I wanted us to see more than a command. I wanted us to see the law of God, first of all, as showing us God's holiness. It is a transcript of God's character. And as we meditate upon His commandments, what we are meditating upon is the very character of our God. Is there anything more beneficial for a Christian than getting to know his God? Why are Christians so weak? Why are we overthrown by temptation? Why are we derailed by persecution? Why are we so impotent in the face of satanic attacks? Why is there so little spiritual power? I tell you, the reason is we know a lot of things. People go to seminary. They learn Hebrew, they learn Greek, they learn apologetics, they learn church history, they learn interpretation, Old Testament, New Testament. They learn systematic, biblical, polemical theology. They learn it all. And if that's all they learn, I would to God they'd never bother going. The Bible never tells me the people that know their Greek and their Hebrew will do anything. Now, they have done a lot. And I'm grateful for the scholars who have given us the translation of God's Word. I'm not denigrating their scholarship at all. But the men who do that in the realm of scholarship are men who know something more than Greek and Hebrew. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The crying need of the hour is preachers who know God. How often have I quoted from this pulpit the words of the great Scottish philosopher Thomas Carlyle? When the new minister went to visit the great man in his home, trembling before this man of letters, one of the most famous men in Europe of his day, he said, "Sir, what do you think this parish most needs?" And I've never forgotten Carlyle's response. He looked at the minister and he said, "Sir, this parish most needs a man who knows God other than by hearsay." We need preachers whose knowledge of God is not what they've learned in a textbook, however valuable that information may be. We need preachers who know God. We need elders who know God. We need Sabbath school teachers who know God. We need Christians in the workplace who know God. You'll get to know God as you meditate on the transcript of his character. The law shows the holy character of God. And thank God it shows the grace of God. That may sound strange. Some people see no grace at all in law. Well, if it's a covenant of life, there's no grace. If it's do this and you'll live, that's not grace. But the grace of God seen in the law is that God not only said this is the standard of acceptance with God, but He sent His Son to fulfill the standard. And when you study the law, you must never study it apart from Christ. When you study the righteousness of the law, you must never study it apart from Him who is our righteousness. He fulfilled all righteousness. When I come to the law, as I pointed out in a former study, I look at Deuteronomy chapter 10 and I see God said, you take two tables. The first ones were broken in your hand. Bring these to me and I will rewrite them and place them in the ark. That ark is Christ. And in Him resides the unbroken and perfect law of God. I will meditate in thy precepts. Is there anything can gratify the heart of a Christian more than seeing Christ as his righteousness? Seeing that Christ has fulfilled the law of God for me, and in doing so he has provided for me a seamless, spotless robe of righteousness, the garments of salvation. God's law, I will meditate. This is the direction we read this morning in Philippians chapter 4. Here's what a Christian should be thinking about. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise. Now let me ask you, is there anything of which those descriptions are more apt than God's law? Especially when you see that law fulfilled in the gospel of Jesus Christ. These are things that delight. Christian, I would to God we could get away from thinking of God's law as some repressive force. How the devil has sold this lie that God's law is some repressive force meant to take the joy out of life. Far from it. It's to guard us, it's to guide us, it's to govern us, and it's to gratify us, to give us a joy, a peace, a delight in Christian living.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.